Okay, so news time is 8:09. Let's get another check of Triple Team traffic on this Thursday morning. Back to the traffic center. Back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, we've got a crash in Murray that's adding to the delays that go from 123rd South up through 5300 South. But the crash itself is causing the only portion that's really kind of stop and go, hardly moving. And that goes from 72nd to 53rd South. All the rest of it's just your typical morning slowing. Also beginning to see some odd southbound delays between 106th and 123rd South. Don't want you to get caught by surprise for that. Eric Butler?
Have a new crash reported in South Jordan. This is at 114th South for eastbound traffic at 3600 West. Down Utah County, things are looking good. If you're northbound I-15, southbound even, no problems throughout the whole stretch from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. One accident on US 40 as you're northbound approaching Kearns Boulevard to get to Park City. That is on the northbound side and going to cause you a couple extra minutes of delay. Heather?
It's a really bad day to be driving through Weber and Davis County. We have yet another crash southbound at Riverdale Road. It's actually on the on-ramp from Riverdale Road to go southbound 15. And it looks like at least five or six cars involved in that one. It's just adding to the delays that you still have from I-84 all the way down into Clearfield. The gate to get onto Hill Air Force Base in Roy is closed. As you continue south, you have more delays from Bountiful into downtown Salt Lake, where a crash near Beck Street just cleared. Don't miss the Industrial and Construction Trade Show November 8th and 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. See what's new, compare products and services, plus win great prizes. The Industrial and Construction Trade Show. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.